Hi, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. This podcast, I am bringing in a book which is called A Little Book of Happiness by positive psychologist Mahim Akhtar. The main reason I have brought this book is that happiness is something which we have to search. It is not available. What is the reason for it? And the author also is a very famous positive psychologist. She has been giving lecture in many big universities in the world and also helping people to emerge out of depression. Depression has become a very common word in today's scenario. Almost every second person undergoes it. When you see it that you are a little bit sad, it is better to come out of it immediately. You start dwelling into it too much. Sometimes you will go so deeper, you will not be able to emerge out of it. Having said, it is always good to practice happiness, because not only depression, there are many reasons for everybody to be sad. At least go with the feeling that you are healthy. And you are healthy enough to retrieve things in life. Whatever is lost does not matter. In life, you have to lose something. Like Buddha says, once you have come to this world, you will suffer in some form or the other. Better choice is what the material things or things that happen around you are out of you. It is not within you. So that much you are fortunate and be happy with that. And if you want to practice such a happiness habits, she gives nearly many pointers to want to be happy. She says try to connect with others, people around you or your own family members. Talk to them, spend some time with them, feel gratitude is that you are healthy today, internally you are not suffering, and whatever is your depression is about the outside things. Outside what happens, it is in your control to accept it or not, or to give it that much importance. Be grateful that you are healthy today, you don't have any problem, you are able to eat well and sleep well. That itself is good enough, and you will have enough strength to retrieve any situation, be it so. And also it is good to spend time with nature, spend some time, quiet time, just observing the nature. Which is very good. It calms your mind and it does a lot of good. And also you will have connect with the nature, is connect with the Almighty or the Supreme Being. And being mindful, like I have given you in one of my previous podcast, the Zen philosophy, being mindful is being in the present and concentrating and focusing on the present and doing what is required. Being mindful has a very universal and many advantages. Mindful will make you do your job far better. And you will also see that you will be giving attention to details. And also you will be able to do your job far, far better than otherwise. And also you should savor the moment or enjoy the moment which you are undergoing. Whether you are eating food or talking to somebody, enjoying a movie. Enjoy the moment. Need not allow other thoughts to come in and disturb the moment. And practicing Positive emotion is also another very good force which may change you completely. That being happy with small things, or every day saying that I'm happy and being happy about it. And people and their nature or whatever is around you can't control. But the control of your happiness is within you. You can learn to change it and be what it takes to be a happy, positive and successful human being. It depends on you, and one of the aspects of management is this. Only when you are happy and contented and a person who is mindful will be able to lead a team of people more successfully in life. And one of the qualities which are required to be a very good leader. You have to live by example. So it is better that you inculcate all these positive qualities so that you are happy and capable person and go on to become a much successful human being in life. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.